All right, people of the Most High God, this is our concert of prayer for the month of June. We're going to go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. In Psalms 11 and verse 3, the Word of God says, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" The foundations are in the process of being destroyed. We've got to stand in the hedge, make up the gap, and intercede. Amen and amen.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
The Word of God identifies us as soldiers of the cross, warriors, believer priests, ambassadors for Christ. So we're going before the throne of God in intercessory prayer. Once again, Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can the righteous do? They can repent. They can go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer. Our first item, we're going to pray asking God to glorify himself in the nations of the world through his bride, his body of Christ on earth today, the church. Got it? We're going to pray asking God to glorify himself in the nations of the world through his church. Let's pray that right now. Our righteous Heavenly Father, our Father and our God. Father, your word makes it very clear that we, those born again, adopted into the family of God, that we are the bride of Christ on earth today. We are the body of Christ on earth today. We are believer priests in the kingdom of God. And as such, we have access to your throne. We are ambassadors for Christ, representing the kingdom of God to the nations of the world. And Father God, as we come before your throne at this time in our concert prayer, we come asking you to glorify yourself. No man, no denomination. We come asking you to glorify yourself in the nations of the world, in every nation of the world, in every tongue, every language, every race, every expression of life. We are asking you to glorify yourself in the nations of the world. And in doing that, advance the kingdom of God and do damage to the kingdom of darkness. You have all power. You have all authority. You have all power and authority. So we're asking you, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Father, to glorify yourself in the nations of the world through the church, the bride of Christ. And if you'll do this, we'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege. Our second item. We're going to pray asking God. You need ears to hear. Are you listening? We're going to pray asking God to save and use some for his kingdom who are presently in leadership positions in false systems of religion. Now make sure you understand that. We're going to pray asking God to save and use some for his kingdom who are presently in leadership positions in false systems of the world, false systems of the religion in the world. We want God to invade the ranks of every system of false religion. And we want him to save some of those who are in those false systems of religion and then use them to advance his kingdom. We're going to go before the throne of God with that. Let's do it right now. Our Father and our God, Heavenly Father, we continue to come before your throne on behalf of the kingdom of God in this nation and in the nations of the world. And Father God, we come asking you to save and use some for your kingdom who are presently in leadership positions in false systems of religion of the world. Father, nothing new about that. Nothing new about false systems of religion in the world. And yet, you penetrated the darkness of some of those systems, and you brought forth those that you could use to advance the kingdom of God. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, Nicodemus, and how many others, Father, you brought them out of that system of religion and into a personal relationship with you. Father, so many have been deceived. So many have been deceived, Father God, by false systems of religion, and are involved in those false systems of religion, misrepresenting. That system has misrepresented the gospel, has misrepresented the cross, has misrepresented what you accomplished on the cross. So, Father God, we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to save and use some for your kingdom who are presently involved, influenced in the positions of authority and influence, and they've been deceived. And we're asking you to set them free, set the captives free, some of those who are presently in leadership positions in false systems of the world, and use them, we pray, to advance the kingdom of God. And Father, we'll give you all the glory and honor and praise if you'll do this in Jesus' name. All right, our third item. We're going to pray asking God to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world. Folks, this is a heavy. Everything in this contrary prayer is heavy. But he is behind everything that is wrong that we're praying. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray asking God to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world, because the spirit of Antichrist is aggressively active at every level of life in every nation of the world, trying to advance the kingdom of darkness. So once again, we're going to pray, asking God to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, Jehovah God, El Shaddai, how many times over the years, the centuries, has Satan tried to introduce his one world order? That's nothing new. That is nothing new. How often has he tried to do that? Now, Father, we know the satanic strategy is a one world order. And in that one world order, a one world church. And in that one world church, that individual that the Bible describes as the Antichrist. Father, we understand that every day of the world, Satan and those accompanying him out of hell are seeking to bring about a one world order. And then within that one world order, to advance a false system of religion in a one world church. And Father, from everything I can see in the scripture, the bride of Christ is here. The church is here. The body of Christ is here. The believer priests are here when this is taking place. And Father God, it cannot take place unless we permit it. So we come before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus, asking you, Father God, to neutralize in our day, in this age, neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world, because he is working in every nation of the world, trying to advance the kingdom of darkness, trying to subdue the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. And Father, we are the believer priests. We are the ambassadors. We are the soldiers of the cross. So we come before your throne asking you to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world. Thank you, Father. All right, our next item, item number 4. We're going to pray asking God to purge, purify, and cleanse church leadership in the nations of the world. You got it? We're going to pray asking God to purge, purify, and cleanse church leadership in the nations of the world. Folks, you have to face reality. In the days of Christ, the ecclesiastical leadership were agents of Satan. He said to them, you are your father the devil. You are your father the devil. And we have people today in positions of ecclesiastical, if you will, church leadership, religious leadership, who are themselves children of the devil, agents of Satan. So we're going to pray asking God to purge, purify, and cleanse church leadership in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we want to thank you for the privilege of being hated in hell. We thank you for the privilege of being hated in hell. You're hated in hell, and those of us adopted by you, believer priest, children of God, we too are hated in hell, and that's an honor, Father. It's an honor to be hated in hell. And Father, we come before your throne at this time asking you to purge, purify, and cleanse church leadership in the nations of the world. Father, some of the greatest opposition we've ever seen in the church has come from some who were in positions of church leadership. Father God, I'm reminded that it was the leadership of the religious community that had you crucified. It was the religious leadership that had you crucified. And Father, we understand there are false systems of religion, but we also understand that there has been a penetration into the true church. There has been a penetration into the true church, the bride of Christ, by some who are not submitted and committed to the lordship of Jesus Christ. They've got their own agenda. They have their own purpose for doing what they do and being what they are. And we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus, purge, purify, cleanse the church leadership in the nations of the world. Father, grant that it cannot be a profitable thing for them, not a profitable thing that they seek, but rather raise up in this hour and this day those who are submitted, surrendered, and committed to the lordship of Jesus Christ in their life to be leadership in the church in the nations of the world. Father, cleanse, purge, purify the church leadership in the nations of the world. And we thank you, Father. All right. Item number 5. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the false systems of religion in the nations of the world, saving the elect. Now, here's something you got to understand. Within those false systems of religion, there are some that God has known from eternity past would at some point understand who he is, who they are, what they are, and will come to him and be born again. Folks, understand what I'm saying. We're asking God to penetrate. Listen to me carefully. We're asking God to penetrate the false systems of religion in the nations of the world and save the elect. Save those who are of the elect and then use them in that system or bring them out of that system. We leave that up to him. Let's pray that right now, and may God bless you and anoint you as you do so. This is important. Pray it right now. God bless you. Holy and righteous Heavenly Father. Father God, we come before your throne at this time asking you to penetrate the false systems of religion in the nations of the world and save the elect. Father, we understand that there are systems of religion in the nations of the world that were born in hell. We understand there are some major, major systems of religion in the nations of the world that were born in hell. They are satanic counterfeits. Simply stated, they are satanic counterfeits. And we're asking you, Father God, to penetrate those false systems of religion in the nations of the world. And in those false systems, Father, there are those who are of the elect, and only you know who they are. Many of them at this time do not understand themselves. They themselves do not understand that they're part of the elect. And Father, we understand that these satanically organized false systems of religion are all leading to a eventual one world church. A one world church. False system of religion. Ruled and reigned over by Satan. Father, it's all in the Word. It's all in the Word. So we come before your throne, asking you, Lord God, to penetrate the false systems of religion in the nation of the world, save the elect, and bring the elect out of that false system of religion, and then use them. And Father, you may see fit to leave some in that false system as salt and light, I don't know. But we ask you to bring them out. Your will be done, but save them. Oh, Father God, penetrate the darkness and the deception of these false systems of religion and save those who are of the elect and use them to advance the kingdom of God. All right, now we come to that item when we pray for you. We come to that part in our concert of prayer. We pray for you, your concerns, your burdens, your problems, whatever they may be. So what I want you to do in the next few minutes, I want you to go before the throne of God. Lay your burden out before the Lord. He is a prayer-answering God. Lay your burden out before the Lord, whatever it may be, personal, whatever it may be. Lay it before him, and in a few moments, we'll all pray it together. But do that right now. Do that right now. Go before the throne of God with your petition that you want him to answer, you want him to respond to. People of God, I felt the Holy Spirit just speaking to my spirit. Here's what I want us to do. I'm going to pray for you, and then I'm going to ask you to join me in praying for yourself. Father God, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, I thank you for every individual involved in this consular prayer. And Father God, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, I come against every ancestral spirit. Every ancestral spirit that has gained access to any of these involved in this concert of prayer. Father God, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, I come against every generational curse in the lives of these who are involved in this concert of prayer. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit of infirmity. Every spirit of infirmity that has gained access through the bloodline of these involved in this concert of prayer. And Father God, I'm going to ask you to move in a such a way in the next few days that they will know that you have heard and answered their prayer. Now, pray this prayer with me, will you? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I submit and I surrender to your Lordship in my life. Heavenly Father, I choose to die to self. I choose to die to self and to live for you. I submit myself to you, Heavenly Father, as a living sacrifice. I submit myself to you as a living sacrifice. And I remind everything out of hell that you are a trespasser. Any and every unclean spirit coming against me physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you are a trespasser, because I'm a purchased possession of the Lord Jesus Christ, purchased by the blood of Christ, adopted into the family of God. And Satan, you're a trespasser. And in the name of Jesus, I take my position of authority in Christ Jesus at the right hand of God the Father, and I renounce and rebuke every work of Satan that's coming against me physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, my marriage, my finances, any and every area of my life. Father God, I submit that prayer to you now. I'm asking you to honor the prayer. And I'm asking you the days to come, continue a continuum of release in my spirit, my soul, my body, releasing me from anything and everything that Satan has gained by gaining access to my bloodline or to myself. So, Father God, here am I. I'm before your throne now in the holy and precious name of Jesus. And I stand against anything and everything the enemy has brought against me. And I'm asking you, my Lord and my God, to hear my prayer. And I trust you. I trust you. Father God, let faith arise in them. Let faith arise. And hear that prayer and answer that prayer and comfort them and encourage them. This we ask in Jesus' name. Once again, thanks for joining us in our concert of prayer. Until we get a chance to do this again, be ever so blessed. Be ever so blessed.